Media Day at Cowboy Stadium went on as scheduled despite ice-covered streets, roadblocks on freeways, closed schools, and the airport being shut down at Dallas-Fort Worth, delaying hundreds of flights for Packers and Steelers fans. Dallas Cowboys owner Jerry Jones assured everyone that the road crews would be able to keep up.
I think you're going to see, frankly, Arlington, Fort Worth, Irving, and of course Dallas at their finest in terms of making these roads what we want them to be here over this afternoon and tomorrow. So let's start with these icy streets and end up with beautiful days here at the end of this week.
At the Cotton Bowl, three nights of events had to be canceled after a large tent there collapsed. Tents set up outside Cowboy Stadium for Media Day suffered damage as workers scrambled to move in tables and chairs indoors. Fox broadcaster Joe Buck.
I don't know if you went out there and walked around, but Troy and I were just up in the booth looking out. And whatever natural light used to come into this stadium is now being blocked by seats. So it's stunning.
The Packers will likely have to move their first practice of the week from SMU to a high school indoor facility today. From Super Bowl 45 in Dallas, Mike Clemens, Wisconsin Radio Network.